I mean, you can either be very straightforward and then, for example, recreate a particular disease in a mouse. For example, we can make a mouse have cystic fibrosis and then study that disease in great detail, much greater detail than you can in humans, in a mouse, and then eventually use the mouse also to develop new therapies. That's a very direct approach. The more indirect approach is to use this technique to learn about the biology of the mouse, and thereby then, in the future, I think will actually be more powerful, because if we understand, for example, how the brain works, then not only will we be able to go after a particular disease, for example, schizophrenia, but all neuropsychiatric diseases. So once you have an understanding of the process in great detail, I think you have a much more direct approach to actually developing therapies for a variety of diseases, as opposed to being a very specific, directed way for a particular disease.